In 2005, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Chris Hedges penned Empire of Illusion, The End of Literacy and the Triumph of Spectacle, an enlightening yet somewhat depressing book about the American psyche and our future. When I first read the book almost 9 years ago, I wondered whether Hedges' assessment of the American cultural rot he was witnessing was in fact real. Now, as we progress toward the presidential election of 2016, with its political idiocy, two-party corruption, and weekly, daily, and nightly media hyperbole, I suspect that Hedges may have in fact made an undercall. One presidential frontrunner may be indicted for compromising state secrets, while another could put P.T. Barnum to shame. And all the while, the tabloids, newspapers, and television media constantly beat the drum of spectacle and illusion, not to inform, but to sell more cell phones, ED drugs, beer, and cars. Buy a Subaru. It's love. Really? Hedges' amazingly insightful book informs the reader that we are now living in two Americas. One America that seems to function in a print-based literal world that does cope with complexity and can separate illusion from a truth, and another which is rapidly becoming the majority world, a world that is constantly distancing itself from any sense of reality, a new majority world in which, for too many people, things are always magical and they are deserved, never earned. In Empire of Illusion, Hedges goes to great length to describe how the American populace is increasingly manipulated by corporate entertainment. Sporting events, reality shows, singing contests, and fake family feuds that serves to cause American citizens to increasingly devote themselves to endless self-gratification, consumer spending, and meification, without having any sense of where it all might end. We are a society, Hedges claims, that has become enamored with celebrity insights. The sideshow spectacle of WWE wrestling, Survivor, Jerry Springer, and the myriad of pseudo-events and TV shows that instead of offering the viewer true reality, spin up a homogenized variety of stupidity, self-indulgence, and selfishness. Part of what Hedges also recognizes as a potential societal downfall is our constant dehumanization of the horrors we must deal with every day. No matter the gravity, things just become another day at the office. The suicide bombings, the school shootings, the car wrecks, the car chases, the floods, the pestilence, well, you get my drift. When a society begins to crumble, as ours seems to be doing, there's plenty of blame to share. The media, our celebrity culture, and our deteriorating schools and universities, who spoon-feed American children unending propaganda, kumbaya, and let the next guy do it values, and 1984 speak, rather than truth and resilience, from the very first day they enter the classroom. The final chapter of Empire of Illusion is exemplary, as it describes the destruction of American manufacturing. Destruction which occurred as the mush-filled minds of too many Americans worry about whether to buy a Bud or a Bud Light. As a case study, Hedges points out how in 2003, as New York City tried to obtain a bid from American manufacturers to build subway cars, not one American company took the city up on its offer. Eventually, Canadian and Japanese companies secured the bid. In the end, Hedges argues that we will either wake up from our state of induced childishness or retreat into a world of unending fantasy. Whether or not we can correct our destructive tilt is debatable, but there is clearly an iceberg ahead, and the new American Titanic is headed for it full steam. This is Robert Greer for KUVO Radio in Denver.